From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Small business owners across Lower Manhattan are in danger of losing the shops and restaurants they've worked much of their lives to create. Smoke is still in the air on most days. Some roads remain closed to cars and taxis. More than 10,000 businesses have been affected. But so far, many entrepreneurs say they've received no substantial aid. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, shop owners are desperately trying to get help from government and private programs.
How you doing, officers?
We first met Ernie Saruya 2 weeks after the attack on the World Trade Center. He was talking his way through a police roadblock so he could drive to the auto repair shop that he's run in Tribeca for the past 12 years.
I need to get down to my shop.
What's the name of the place?
Tribeca Auto Repair. I'm like one of the business leaders.
I would let everybody through. It's just my supervisor saying he's been breaking balls.
All right. With the road to his repair shop closed, Saruya's business was shut down, and he'd laid off all 8 of his full-time employees.
I mean, a lot of us have been together for over 12 years, so it's not like they just work with you, you know what I mean? They're your friends, you know? Their kids and your kids play together. It's a heart-wrenching situation.
But things have only gotten worse for Saruya since then. Both government and private aid efforts have pledged to help small business owners in New York, but not much money has reached them yet. Today, Saruya's repair shop is still shut down because the road it's on is closed, and Saruya's run out of money. He thinks next month he'll lose his lease because he can't pay the rent.
Just for instance, I took my son out of private school a couple of weeks ago, put him in public school. I had a brand new Dodge pickup. I got rid of it 2 days ago.
We caught up with Saruya in the halls of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where he'd come with a group of other small business owners to ask for help.
Me and everybody else in his elevator is in the same boat.
In all, 47 New York entrepreneurs came to tell members of Congress that business is still down from 30% to 90% at their restaurants, Chinatown garment shops, childcare services, and other businesses. Some would qualify for low-interest loans, but many say they're afraid of going deeper into debt and putting their homes up as collateral with business off so sharply. Many asked lawmakers for a share of federal disaster relief money in the form of grants.
It's possible that the fires may continue to smolder for 4 to 6 months, and we're in a frozen zone.
Yeah.
So we do need that short-term infusion.
Well, I don't know what I can do to help on that. I think
Republican Congressman Amo Houghton from upstate New York was at times less than encouraging to the group.
And what?
My landlord wants
the rent. I understand it, but if you don't have customers there, it's tough.
My business has been there for 15 years, and if we don't get something, it's going to be out.
Right, right. You know, there are only so many things that the government can do. And only so many
other legislators were more enthusiastic about getting money to small businesses. Congressman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat who represents Lower Manhattan, said there's a dire need for emergency grants.
We are in desperate trouble. Hopefully, in the next 5 or 6 months, people start coming downtown again, tourism will revive and other things. But in the meantime, we have got to be able to tide these businesses over or they won't be there in 5 or 6 months. We need cash grants, and we need large cash grants, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for a lot of these businesses.
President Bush has pledged $20 billion in aid to New York. New York legislators want to nail down $2 billion of that for direct help to small businesses. Deciding where to draw the line on which businesses qualify will be a challenge, since across much of New York and the country, business is down due to the broader economic slump. But those close to ground zero who are clearly affected say the government and foundations need to act quickly. After immigrating from Iran 20 years ago, Mark Mozaferi built up a successful photo processing shop 3 blocks from the World Trade Center. Early on, he worked long hours and slept on the floor of his shop. Last year, he did $500,000 in sales. Today, Mozaferi says business is down 90%.
I am a tough person. As I said, I used to sleep in my place, and I wouldn't run from this. I came from nowhere. I worked day and night, and now I have 5, 6 people, and I am in the position I may have to let them go. So far, I've been paying from my pocket to let them stay.
Business groups estimate some 100,000 jobs have already been lost or relocated outside the area. Officials worry that thousands of more jobs will be lost if the small businesses in Lower Manhattan don't get help in the near future. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.